1480 WABF, and good morning to you. It is currently 45 degrees outside. Yeah, warming up a lot here and going all the way up to 63 today. So going to be a cool one. Stay warm out there. And joining me now is Fairhope City Councilman Jay Robinson. And good morning, Councilor.
Hey, good morning.
So what's going on with the city today?
Well, we have our city council meeting tonight. We have a pretty lengthy agenda. Hopefully we'll be able to get through it relatively quickly, but just a variety of different things, some easier things. We're ordering the New Year's Eve fireworks.
Okay.
We are ordering some new vehicles, equipment. We're accepting streets and some new subdivisions. We have a review of a new project being built right behind East Bay in downtown. This will be my first look at that. There's been some outcry. Again, anytime there's any new bigger commercial development downtown, it draws some negativity, but we'll get the opportunity to look at that tonight. Just a variety of other things, some new Restore Act, or sorry, not new Restore Act, but some additional discussion on some Restore Act funding that we're walking through to make sure we are compliant with all the everything we need to do to make sure we get that money in as soon as we can.
Okay. And I understand that recently the city was actually sued by one of the developers. Do you have any details at all on that?
So I don't. That was a suit against the city and the Planning and Zoning Commission. That was not something that had been presented to the city council. We do have an executive session on the agenda tonight where I expect to be educated a little more on what's going on in that particular suit.
So that's you're kind of in the dark. I don't want to say in the dark. That's not the right term, but it's not focused at the city council. It's planning and zoning, and you'll get details on it tonight. So
that is correct.
Okay, and will that be in the work session, or will that be in the public session?
That'll be in the executive session, which is not open to the public. That's between the council and the city's attorneys.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and get to the agenda then.
Sure.
And find out what's going on with the city here. We've got, go ahead.
No, please. So we got a couple of final adoptions for zoning. The first is for a potential business development located out on Spring Run Drive. And these 6 and 7 are conditioned on annexation into the city, which is always a more positive thing. When businesses are being built, we can get them to annex into the city. Mm-hmm. Number one, we have zoning control. Number two, we get more of the sales tax. Number eight is a more interesting one. It's something that's been ongoing, the Montrose Preserve PUD. It's been something that's been had various changes going back 6 years maybe. And there's been agreements, disagreements, new plans worked out, and they're just having some challenges getting over that final hurdle. I'm hopeful that there is going to be a resolution that the city and the developer can come to, but if not, then the council will have to weigh in on that. We have some, if you look at number 9, it's a change to planning and zoning charges. It was brought to our attention at the last meeting that the way we advertise some of these developments, that we require them to pay a fee, but we found out that some of the advertising costs were actually exceeding what we charged, and so the city was helping fund some of these developments being advertised to the public, which is not what we're trying to do. Mm-hmm. So these are being changed to hopefully just get the developers to cover the cost, and then the city's fee will go to administrative costs, which is what it was designed to do to begin with.
And these advertisements are typically newspaper notices, et cetera.
That is correct.
You know, you would do much better if you were to advertise them right here on 1480 WABN.
Hey, Planning Department, I hope you're listening to that.
There you go.
And if you keep going through, number 10 is that site plan and review and approval for the Magnolia Properties office building. I've seen, at least on Facebook, drawings, but I haven't seen anything formally presented, so tonight will be my first opportunity to look at that. Just going through the next page, Again, there are some number 11 is the project development agreement with the new Publix being built out on Battles Road in Greeno. Again, that's an annex. They're annexing into the city.
Okay. Do we have any idea of when that is going to be completed? Have they notified the council on that?
I do not know.
Okay.
I do not know. I think it's getting closer as
because people always ask us anecdotally, you know, when's it going to be
sure.
there? And
I do not have a firm time for that for sure at this point. Going through the next couple are accepting streets and subdivisions. 15 through 17 are the restore working waterfront project. Again, just bringing things back to council so that we follow proper procedure so that we stay in line to get our funding for that. Just going through number 19, architectural and engineering services for the K1 Center. I'm glad to see we're continuing to move forward with that project. 20 are the New Year's Eve fireworks that I talked about. 22 is a big expense, $6 million plus for water main extension. We're continuing to try to upgrade our water services to keep water going to all of our citizens mm-hmm. in the most efficient way possible. Potting soil, number 23, that's a big deal. Keep our flowers looking the way we like them to look. A couple of vehicle purchases. And then at the end, we got a couple of fun things. We have 32 is the Jolly Jog. 33 is the Fairhope Sunset Rotary 0.5K run.
Okay.
And then we have the Pirate Dash number 34. So we're starting to see more events come back that we lost during COVID, which is always nice to see everybody be able to get back together and support these different organizations with those runs.
Yeah, it is part of what makes it a community is being able to get out and see people and do things and talk to people and just, you know, get together in a big crowd.
Absolutely.
So, lighting of the trees this Thursday night?
Thursday night, absolutely. It's going to be, hopefully the weather will be great. It is truly one of my most favorite events that the city of Fairhope puts on. It has that true Mayberry atmosphere with a lot more people than there used to be. Obviously, people come from all over
people
to see that.
People are coming from all over to that, yeah.
Because it really is a magical thing to watch, and I'm excited about it as always.
Yeah, you've got the band up on stage. You've got you know, all the shops open and stuff. You've got the snow machines going. So.
Mrs. Claus is normally down there. I'm mm-hmm. not sure if she'll be there this year, but she has been in years past, and so it just really is something great to see.
Okay, and then the Christmas parade coming up on December 3rd, I think. The first Friday in December.
That's my understanding.
Okay.
I'm not going to throw the date out. I can't remember it right now.
I can't tell the date, but yeah.
So yes, sir.
Okay. Anything else that you wanted to go into?
That's it. Just stay tuned, and I hope to see everybody at Lighting of the Trees Thursday night.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Fairhope City Councilman Jay Robinson.
Thank you.
All right, and we hope you are having a great day here, and I would say we'd stick around with this, but we got no time, and neither does the guess who, so here's great music on 1480 WABF.